This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
California, here we come.
The bare minimum.
Go, Golden Bed!
Berkeley is actually really great.
Suck it, Stanford.
I can't wait to go back. I'm building such a community there.
Golden Bed! Golden Bed! Golden Bed!
Suck it, Stanford. Welcome to the bare minimum.
Well, hello, and welcome to the bare minimum. I am your host, Jake Merrifield. I'm joined by my wonderful daughter, back up in Berkeley again, Megan Merrifield. How are you doing, Megan?
Good, girl.
Go Bears!
Well, stop mumbling, and it doesn't sound like you're doing that good. Like, you had much more enthusiasm before the podcast, and now you just mumbled into the intro. What the hell?
Great, Dad.
Speak with purpose.
So awesome.
Okay, good. That's good. So you've been back up there for one whole day by yourself, and you seem to be going through the normal...
like 1 3/4, okay? 1 3/4.
What do you mean, 1 3/4?
Today?
A day and a half.
Yesterday.
A day and a half. A day and a half.
A day and a half.
Since we dropped you off and left you once again. It's very sad.
Like,
it's always so sad. I know, right? But
I know.
I would like to remind you that you came home for Thanksgiving, and that was fun. You were home for... But like 4 days? A week? Were you home the whole week?
Yeah, it wasn't a whole week.
No, it wasn't. But then you went back and you did your finals, and that was very stressful and whatnot. Then you came home for finals, and like the first 4 days you were home from finals, you were like, oh, I miss being up there. I miss blah, blah, blah. I miss this. I miss that. You're all mopey or whatever. And so now you're back up at Berkeley after being home for a month. And now you're like, oh, well, I miss me. I'm all mopey. Blah, 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 blah. So let's hope that you adjust back to some sort of, equilibrium in a couple days, right?
Yeah, I will once I actually have class, but I don't have anything going on.
You had a very productive day today.
Bored.
Yeah, whatever.
I know.
So when did your first class start?
Because I don't sleep up here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. It starts tomorrow. My French class starts tomorrow at 11. Oh, tomorrow's my two French classes, so that'll be fun.
Yes. I need you to send me a picture of your windows, if you can, like directly after a recording, because I bring this up because I might as well put this out there to the, tens of people that may be listening and say that you just mentioned your sound problem for, the entire time you've been in that apartment for about 6 months. It is right on it overhangs a not super busy street. Relative to where you live in Berkeley, right? A pretty quiet street, relatively speaking. However, there is a giant construction site across from you, right? It's not like you're on a main drag. It's for being on a main drag, it's a quiet street, but it's not really a quiet street because it is a main drag. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
And you have a giant construction site across from you, right?
Yeah.
So like today when we called you, we just heard very loud, beeping from the construction site, and it sounded like it was like in the room with you. And I was like, oh, Jesus, God.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I can hear the construction workers talking to each other. They don't have to be yelling. It's that loud, and they're that close to me. And then at night, I have the floodlights shining through my windows, so I always have to have the curtains closed.
Yes, and we have curtains to make it dark in there. And we've tried a couple of different things, like some foam board and things to try to dampen the noise. But, it's just all window, the whole side of that, the whole, both walls, or that whole wall is windows, basically. So.
And they're single paned, and they're not very
and they don't,
damaged.
They don't really close.
Not fully sealed.
The building was built in like 1900.
When I just closed my window for the podcast, a chunk of wood fell out of it. So that tells you how. Sheesh. Sealed they are and how much noise they're keeping out.
Yeah. So if anybody has any ideas for how to soundproof a 1910 building that's got windows that don't quite close and a construction site across the street, feel free to send me your ideas because it's a thing. But whatever. You're surviving and you have your plugs and you do manage to get sleep at some point, right?
Yeah.
At least lie and make me feel better. You say as you yawn.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so well rested. It's unbelievable.
That's good. So anyways, we just did a podcast a couple days ago on the way up. And now that you're up and we're gone, we had a fun little weekend. So I thought we'd just mention some of the great things about the trip back up and then, you know, move on from here. Number one, so you managed to drive from the house down here in Southern California back up to Berkeley again for like the second or third time. Good job, right?
Yeah.
Great work. I'm very proud of you. However, you know, you're driving up. What are the directions to get up there? It's like basically drive up the 5 for like 4 hours and then turn left. And then it gets a little complicated once you get into the Bay Area. But somehow you managed to get lost on the 5 freeway.
Yeah.
Because you texted me that you were lost for like a half hour and you were like not even halfway up. So what the heck did you do?
Well, you organized the trip. So you stop at an in and out every hour and a half or so.
Yes.
And so I was just following that.
Good job.
It's nice to just get out and stretch your legs and get gas because I get nervous about not having enough gas.
Yeah.
So at our second in and out stop / gas stop, we, I don't know what happened, but the road was kind of weird and like I missed a turn. And so then I was like, oh, okay, I'll just keep going straight. It'll be fine. And then I can turn around at some point and get back to the in and out. That didn't happen. We ended up getting on a freeway going the opposite direction.
So you ended up going on the 5 south?
I think so.
Must have been.
Yeah, because I think you're still on the 5.
Yeah.
And that's why we were confused.
Well, it's literally the only freeway there because it's the big giant road and everything else in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, okay. We were confused because I'm like, we're on the 5. What the heck is going on? But we were going the opposite direction. And then Mahima, I love her, but she cannot navigate. She's not the... she was not the most helpful co-pilot in that situation.
Yeah.
She was really trying, but we weren't really getting anywhere in terms of, can we just find the next stop? Because we were like, okay, let's just skip this in and out and we'll go to the next one because we don't need gas yet. And so then I was like, just try and find the next one that we're supposed to be going to. And she could not figure it out. And so then we eventually got off the freeway. And then I missed a turn like 3 more times and had to get off the freeway again. And it was like a whole thing. And that happened. We were stuck in a loop going the wrong way for 30 minutes.
Is this an appropriate, and then we got back is the this truck. Appropriate sound? Is that your detour on the trip?
Yeah, basically.
I guess, you know, this is, you're kind of setting back the women's movement years, right? 2 dames in a car. What's going to happen?
Zero.
Yeah.
There's only so much I can do when I'm driving. I had the next stop, but I was like trying to, I tried and she tried and we didn't really get anywhere.
Are you starting to understand the value of understanding what your directions are? North, south, east, west, and whatnot? Maybe a little bit?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. So I would say that's your first clue. Kind of try to understand which direction you're heading.
Google Maps stop.
No. Oh, and that's the other epiphany that we had, right? We figured out that, yeah, I showed you after the fact that you can look at the stops on an actual map, which makes it much more easy to understand where you're going next, right?
Yeah.
So you have that in your back pocket for next time. That's good. Okay. Well, the other thing.
That would be a lot easier.
Yeah. I think so. The other thing that we encountered was there was a lot of traffic and traffic accidents during our weekend of driving. The first one was you encountering like a 4-car crash that people went into the wall or something. What the hell happened and approximately where was it at? Was it on the 5?
I think it was on the 5 because it was only half an hour or an hour into our trip.
Oh, yeah. Was it after you came down the big hill on the Grapevine or before?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I thought it was 4 cars, but I think it was actually 3. But anyway, so 2 of them had run. They were in the leftmost lanes. 2 of them had run into like the little barrier wall. And then the other one had also run into it, but further up after losing a tire. And it was just pretty crazy, but it looked like nobody got hurt because they were all starting to get out of the cars. One car had a newborn baby in it, so I'm glad they didn't get hurt.
Sheesh.
But we had to stop very quickly because it looked like it had just happened.
Yeah, and you're...
And get around it.
And you're lucky that you did encounter it before it caused any big traffic, just, you know, for convenience sake. You can get stuck in it. That was your accident you encountered on the way up. Your mom and I, when we were coming up, you know, a few hours later, ended up getting onto, I think it was 580 after the 5, and coming in right before it split into four lanes. It's still a two-lane road. And all of a sudden, traffic stops about a quarter mile up ahead, and we were stuck for an hour. And unfortunately, really sad to see, but they had to airlift somebody out of the accident scene, which we couldn't see the scene from where we were, but once we passed, it was a van that looks like it ran off the road on the opposite side of traffic, like so that the eastbound lane came across the center median, which was like a big grassy like ditch, and then flipped up over onto the west lanes and ended up rolling over and was upside down on the far west shoulder. So it was like, so I guess it was the far north shoulder of the westbound lanes. I don't expect you to follow all that, Megan, you know, directions and all. But for the listeners, they can get that. But it looked like a fatal accident. And so we were stuck there for like an hour. And when we passed by, this van was just crunched. So that was a kind of a bummer way to start the trip. But once we got we got there a little bit late. And then we had a nice evening. And then the next day, we were driving around doing stuff to fix your apartment. We thought we were going to get to San Francisco, but we never did because we'll talk about it later. But we did, you know, do some things for your apartment. But then that night when we went and met your wonderful friend Mez, and we all went to dinner together on the way back from picking her up, then we're driving down just a regular residential street in Berkeley, which these are very narrow streets, and cars should not be going more than, I don't know, 10 to 15 miles an hour on any of these streets. It's that small of a street. And somehow we passed by a Tesla that had managed to not go on its side, but completely flip over, and all the airbags are deployed, and it's on this little tiny street. And it was like the most insane accidents. I mean, I've seen plenty of accidents. I've seen cars flip over, and I've had cars on fire and all those sorts of things, but I had to pull over and stop and get out. Because this had just happened, and the guy that was out of the car, he had a black eye. Luckily, it wasn't more hurt than that. The airbags and everything blew up and deployed, and I think he got smacked in the face by the airbag. But he was hysterical, which is reasonable, and I don't think it was his car, and I think he was on something, and I think he probably went to jail, although we didn't stick around long enough to find out. But once the UCPD guy or the UC Berkeley or the Berkeley PD guy showed up, and then the fire department showed up, we got out of there. But that was crazy. I'll post a picture that your Johnny on the spot Mez took. It's a little grainy. It's through a windshield, but that was crazy. Like, what'd you think when you saw that overturned car in that little tiny neighborhood?
No, because it was really weird because it didn't look like he hit any of the other cars on the
which
street.
Which is nuts.
So it was just really confusing.
That was a miracle.
So, I mean, you were saying that since the Teslas can speed up so quickly and it was kind of raining on and off that day,
right,
he probably sped up too fast and flipped himself over somehow.
I guarantee you it was because it was very slick because it was sprinkling throughout the day. And the Tesla has so much power that he tried to make a turn too fast and managed to flip his car over. And I have no idea how he didn't hit a bunch of cars. But I guess we didn't investigate too closely. Maybe he did down the road a little bit, but it was a pretty insane single person, one vehicle accident. Like that's about as crazy one as you'll ever see. I had one when earlier in my career where a guy drove a Porsche off of a canyon wall and it landed about 100 feet down and about 60 feet out, and he had to get airlifted out of there. Now, this speaks wonderfully to how great Porsches are, apparently, but he only had a broken rib, I think, and that was his only injury. But that wasn't his car either. He crashed his girlfriend's car, and he had been out partying all night and was driving home through the canyons and drove off a cliff. But that was the other crazy accident, one of the other crazy accidents I've seen. And luckily, neither guy was hurt very bad, but this guy was very hysterical, and we had to hang out there until enough safety personnel showed up to where I wasn't leaving one guy stranded by himself to deal with, because the guy was big too. He was bigger than I was actually. He was in a state reasonably to understand, you know. And then we went to IKEA. Do we know what IKEA? Yeah, IKEA in Archaea. Yeah. Went to IKEA in Archaea, and there was a lady there that was broken down in the parking structure with like a flat tire or two. So it was a very trafficy weekend for us. Although thankfully none of us were involved in any sort of accident, so I am thankful for that. Smooth sailing otherwise.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you're back up there though, and we did get a couple things accomplished when we were up there. Number one, like I can see you. We're FaceTiming right now, but I can see you in your apartment, and it seems to be much more well lit than when we first got there. So that is something that's very good, right?
Yes, it's pretty lit, bro.
Yeah, because you had, when we first went up there, we tried to put up like a strip of LED lights to brighten up the room, and they are the crappiest LED lights ever, apparently. No light. And then you had one lamp in the corner, and you had like a 60-watt bulb in it. And then you had another lamp in the other corner, and you had like a 60-watt bulb on that. And when we say 60-watt, we mean there are LED lights, but it's the equivalent of 60 watts for old people who understand. Okay. You know, I can't speak in lumens at this point, but now, you know, the new kids, the cool kids are talking in lumens. But the equivalent LED of a 60-watt bulb. So not only do you have too few lamps in that room, and it's a pretty big room for a studio.
And that second lamp, I had only gotten in the last couple of weeks of school, so
I don't know how you.
Most of my time here, I didn't even have that.
No wonder you're all freaked out up there. Like, you could barely see in your goddamn apartment. I don't know how you got anything done.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel so sad up here, because it's dark by 4 p.m.
I did not understand that it was so dark up there. But anyways, so we went to IKEA and bought, in IKEA, and bought two lamps for like $12 each, a nice sale. And we bought two equivalent LED 100-watt bulbs, plugged those in on both sides, and then we put better bulbs into the lamps you already had, and now, you know, your apartment is hashtag lit, right?
Yes, it is.
Much better.
I can actually see.
Gee whiz. So it's like, oh my God. So now the only problem is it's ridiculously loud. But at least you can see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the sound is going to get any better, though.
I don't think so either, but you never know. I mean, and gosh, I mean, theoretically, you could be there for another 2 years.
Yeah.
Hopefully the construction lasts two more years.
Like earphones. Oh, it's supposed to last until, I think, it's supposed to last until after I graduate.
You're kidding me, really?
Yeah, the construction's not going to be done for a few more years.
All right, well.
They're building the whole data science.
I swear to God, I had a good idea about the damn windows too, and then I forgot what it was, and I told you to buy something, and we forgot.
It was just the curtain.
What the hell? It wasn't a curtain. It was something that had to do with a door, and we're going to modify it for the walls, but whatever. This is not important. The other thing we accomplished was we got you a charger for your computer that works, so that's good. I feel very proud of that. I mean, you know, I'm glad we finally got that done.
Go Bruins!
Yeah.
So you had been using, you have a pretty fancy Dan computer that we bought to go up there so that you could do whatever you need, like video games and work and whatnot. And you had been plugging in a cord into it for power that was supposed to go to a cheap ass Granada High School $100 flash computer that, you know, all that they issue to all the kids. So apparently that's not sufficient power for a relatively high-powered laptop, right? Yeah, it turns out when I got home, first thing I said to Molly was, hey, we need to gather up all these cords and compare them because we have the wrong cord for Megan. And she's like, oh, mine says Lenovo. I'm like, oh, that's great. So there you go. Molly had the cord.
I literally spent the last month of school using a freaking iPad with a keyboard to write my final essays and do my finals on.
I know. And
she knew the whole time.
Well, no, she didn't know the whole time, but she didn't understand that. I know I asked everybody to bring down their cords before. This is like 2 months ago, but
that's,
you know,
tragic.
You guys don't listen to nothing I say. That's the problem.
Nothing gives me more rage than an iPad keyboard now.
Yeah.
It was such a miserable experience.
Oh. And you told me it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but it was just like, if I could have been using my computer,
Yeah.
It, compared to a computer, it's rage-inducing because it's like it has to keep – the thing that it kept doing was it has to switch from touchscreen to keyboard. And it's like I'm like smashing the like space bar.
Yeah,
I
feel you.
Not doing anything until I start deleting things, and then I have to. It's just very frustrating.
No, I get that. I completely get that. So I'm glad that we got that problem solved. I'm glad we got the light problem solved. Do you think your apartment is more livable now, and you won't be going to the library every other minute of the day? Or I mean, obviously the library is good too, but.
Probably still will stay on campus all day, but
yeah,
it's definitely a lot more pleasant in here.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. So, and then you got your oven. I don't know if you made anything on it yet.
Yeah. It's fire, bro. I made pizza and I made a burrito.
Was there any noticeable difference?
A burrito that has 37 grams of protein.
I forgot about that. Was it any good?
It was okay. It was just, there's that much protein because it's only chicken. It's completely stuffed with only chicken.
Well, that's good. Sounds like a good burrito.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, good.
I'm getting those gains.
Was the quality of the oven, did it seem like it was pretty nice?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I only had to try it and cook it once.
Oh, okay. Good.
With my oven, it's like it's different every single time I cook things, so I don't know, I have to keep checking it. And then the whole entire oven unit gets hot, so I just have to be careful not to burn myself by touching anything.
Wait, that's the new one or the old one?
No, the old one.
Jesus, the whole oven of the old one would get hot?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Slumlords. What are you going to do? University apartments. What are you going to do? And of course, it's still pitch black in the stairway,
1943
right?
1943 living.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm texting your... Now you only have a handyman right now, so I got to text your owner. All right. Okay. Well, this is good. I hope you adjust well in the next couple of days. Get back into your routine.
Thanks.
Your school routine. You were doing so well. Right?
I know. It's going to get better. I just have to, like I said, class just has to start. And the thing that's kind of stressing me out a little bit right now is that for the first week or two, your schedule's never set, but mine is completely up in the air with clubs and stuff. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, there's nothing I can do. I'm just waiting until everything just kicks in all at once, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, and I hope you get into all the different clubs you wanted to get into. So
me too.
So just so we can recap, you know, coming in off of the summer when you moved in, you were a little bit like this. And then by the end of the semester, coming home from finals, you were like...
Yeah, Berkeley is actually really great.
And now you're back to... But hopefully in a few more days, you'll be back to...
Yeah, Berkeley is actually really great.
That's the goal?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, we'll cut it here and then... We'll check in with you once you get all your classes going and we'll see how you are doing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, good. So this is fun. We did a couple podcasts in a week or two, or within a week. So I'm sure all of our, like I said, our tens of fans are going to be really thrilled with that. But next time, Megan, what do we say?
Go Bears. It's like a Stanford.